From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Here he is, Troy from Southbound Records. Troy, how are you, man?
I'm good.
You're still into music and that?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Bit of a difficult one today because there's heaps of new stuff out this week.
No, whatever you're going
to
do.
I don't know. Well, I didn't know whether to bring down the new Tammy Nielsen album to show you the amazing emerald green vinyl.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah, cool.
That's really, really great. What else could I have brought down? Reissue of Scream. You know, the DC hardcore band Scream.
Yeah, is that really on what colour?
That one's on black, but it has like a giant booklet in it, so it feels like about a quadruple album set. That's the No Censorship 17 album. David Grohl, when he was really great, played drums in that band. What else could I have brought down? I could have brought down the new Analog Africa, which is Africa Scream Contest 2. Compilation of great stuff from Benin. But maybe I can bring that next week. Anyway, what about what we did bring?
You did bring down some corkers.
Here we go.
Yeah, let's have a look at this. Let's have a look. Let me describe this cover to you. This is a from Be With Records. That's a cool name for a record label.
Yeah.
Let me see how old this is. 1970.
Yes.
Well. It's 47 years old. 48 years old.
48. You've forgotten how old you are.
No, you just reminded me.
Okay.
But there they are. The Deirdre.
Deirdre,
the Deirdre Wilson tobacco. You've got like a stylized sort of silhouettes of a packed jazz club there, and sitting in front on three stools, two tall stools, one slightly shorter, a gentleman with an attitude.
That's Stu Freeman.
A lady with an afro, a bit of an attitude.
That's Barbara. She used to sing for James Brown.
And then down the front, a slightly studious-looking woman, but also carrying a bit of attitude as well.
That's Deirdre Wilson.
And that's Deirdre Wilson.
Yeah.
Tobacco's the name of the album?
No. Instead of calling it the Deirdre Wilson Trio, for some reason the producer decided, no, let's call you the Tobacco.
The Tobacco.
I don't know what that
cool.
is.
That's caught on. Okay, so there we are. Arranged and produced by Sonny Casala.
Now, Sonny, yes. Sonny also plays drums on this record. What about what Sonny says in that box in the middle? I think you'll like that.
I thought that was the track listing, but the box in the middle there. Let me pull your coat. The sound you're listening to is the Tobacco. Oh, bracket. Tobok. Heavy musicians. The voices come from Barbara, Stu, and Deirdre. Very mellow. The Deirdre Wilson Tobacco. Can you dig it? P.S. You got to dig to dig it.
Wow! Now, why the hell was this not a hit? You know, that just like tells you everything you
need
to
know.
Do you know
what? My sore throat was worth it just for that.
It was.
Just to
it
get to say, good. You got to dig it. P.S.
So this has been a really sought after record for a long time because it completely disappeared following it. It didn't really hit.
Banished. Was it banished?
I don't know why. They do a great version of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. They do a version of Get Back by the Beatles. Other stuff as well. But Sonny Casala, who put this together, it was kind of... he went on to do things. And weirdly enough, the bass player they used, Huey McDonald, is currently in Bon Jovi. I'm not kidding.
Second time Bon Jovi's come up in the last 2 days.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Interesting.
But yeah, these session music. Wait, actually, let's hear this. Let's hear this. This is great. This is the only one I'd ever heard before from this. It's called I Can't Keep From Crying Sometimes. Jazzman put it out as a reissue single about a decade ago.
Yeah, you got to dig to dig to dig.
Very mellow.
Very mellow. Heavy musicians.
Just so you know, this is an old blues tune that was done, was popular in the 60s by 10 years after.
I can't keep from crying sometimes. And I can't keep from crying sometimes. Mama, you know that she is dead and gone. And I just all alone, I can't. From crying sometimes.
It's pretty authentic, isn't it?
So yep. Yeah. Just step it up.
Early in the morning.
There you go.
About the break of day, yeah. Oh, I get down on my knees. Fall down on my knees.
Pray?
Yeah. Mama, she
good.
Yeah. There's nothing abrasive about any of this at all. This is very, very nice.
Now, this record, you know, people say, oh, we've got all kinds of styles on our album.
Hold on. Wow, that's cool, man.
Deirdre Wilson to back. Now, no matter how sought after it's been, Be Worth have only pressed 500 and that's going to be it.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
But isn't it cool?
That's really cool. Why would they only print 500 of that?
I don't know. Maybe they think there won't be that much demand. Maybe they just, you know, want it to go to the right people. I don't know.
Woo! Shit. Snappy. Oh, that's beautiful. That's really great. That's from the root to the fruit.
Yes. There you go.
Love that. That's really great, man. That's awesome.
Now, let's travel now to now. Can we travel now to now?
Yeah, please.
Can you dig it?
You've got to dig to dig it. we've talked a bit about what's going on in London over the last.
I knew this was going to come up this week for some reason. But
did
you? Yeah, I was just thinking about it. Yeah.
All right. Now, 18 months ago in London, on Brownswood, there was a superb record called "Black Focus" by Yusuf Kamal, which was Yusuf Kamal means Yusuf Days and Kamal Williams. Now that unit is no longer, but Kamal Williams has decided to continue in very much the same fashion, visually at least, and even call his record label Black Focused. Kamal Williams, the return.
Henry Wu presents the debut album from Kamal Williams. Who's Henry Wu?
Henry Wu and Kamal Williams are the same person. Henry Wu is more of the house 12 inches he does.
I see.
It's the same fellow, and he's predominantly a keyboard player. So on this record,
the back of the record, they look like a bunch of sketchy drug dealers.
I think it's just because it's a blurry picture.
Right, okay.
So, sure. So, it's now we've talked also in the past about things that used to be called piano trios or organ trios, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, here's one.
What should we play this now? What should we do? Which track?
Let's go for Aldi and Shuffle first. Now, so what Kamal Williams, his lineup now is drums, bass, and either Fender Rhodes or synth. He's the keys man.
Twinkle.
Now that's what you were expecting when I said Fender Rhodes, wasn't it?
Very considered drum production there.
Oh yeah. The drummer here is a fellow who used to play for KDB, McNasty, as his pretend name is. Well, the bass player, Pete, you'll find used to play for Courtney Pye back the last time where it looked like jazz was coming out of London. Pete also used to be in something called 23 Skidoo, which the older of this might remember.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so what you have here, is this jazz? I don't know. Is this a broken beat? Is this the sound of London, basically. Whatever the hell that entails now.
Pretty sneaky.
Are you ready for a
beautiful, beautiful Fender Rhodes though? Wow. Confident bass as well.
Oh yeah.
That sounds like a bass that's just sneaking around your house, going through your stuff.
I hope not. I'm not home at the moment.
No, well, neither is the bass. So it's with us, so it's there.
Oh, that's right.
At least want to speak to this bass. Who could help us? What? If someone said I need that album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it on the shelves now.
Right on.
And just wait, mate. There's a nice surprise coming for you up here. Just up ahead, just around this bend.
I'm waiting for something to kick in. sort of space mosquito just joined the group.
It's a Mansour on guitar. I think that's the sound my cats have in their head most of the time.
What's the make of that really high? Is it?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like an old modem.
Yeah, he's a.
Yeah, wow.
I think
crazy.
It's right hand synth.
Crazy.
This one here is called LDN or London Shuffle from the brand new record from Kamal Williams. Henry Wu presents the debut album from Kamal Williams, The Return.
Hello, back. Welcome back.
He's back.
Welcome back.
You like it?
Yeah, nice. Quite busy.
You know what? Quickly put on the other one that's there.
High Roller.
Yeah. Less busy.
More squashy.
Yeah.
Squash. I know we've said it a couple of times on this segment, Troy, but music's so cool, eh?
Isn't it?
It's again very nice drum production.
Well, listen to how sneaky that bass is.
Oh, wow. Here he is now, just talking about you before Jason Rockwick. Trying to teach your son to get into Mars Volta. How risky that was.
We were quite disturbed.
Questioning your parenting. Jason Rockwick has joined us in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing? Hello, friend.
Make sure that's plugged in proper.
Just listening to a bit of cool stuff.
Sounds great.
How are you, Jason?
I'm very well.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Troy's just playing as High Roller by Kamal Williams.
I love this segment.
You do?
I do.
I think you're the other thing about the back cover.
I was getting a bit lost in that then.
Yeah, I noticed. The other thing that made you think the back cover was sketchy is it's obviously raining that day because the fellows outside of the car have their hoods up.
But yeah, they've got their sunglasses on.
Yeah, it could be one of those.
It's not a welcoming picture.
I don't know. They look like they'd be all right.
I was more intrigued at the Henry Wu.
Yeah.
Who is Henry Wu?
Henry Wu? Well, it's the same guy. Come on with you.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there you go, Johnny. You have a look at that one there. Now, I think you might remember...
Set out the Burley Trail, eh? And
I think you might remember a few years ago, I guess about 15 years ago now, there was a fantastic record on Blue Note came out by Madlib called Shades of Blue.
Johnny wasn't born then.
How old are you, Johnny? 17.
12.
Now, what Shades of Blue
12 for
was,
12, but...
Yeah, but not very mature for 12, so... moving along, Shades of Blue.
All right.
Now,
I do remember this very well, the original one of this album, and
okay.
This is...
And now, what Madlib...
Yeah,
oh, do you see what it is?
Yeah.
All right, you tell us.
Sources for Madlib Shades of Blue.
Wow.
So, bits and bobs that make up the opus, is that right?
That's right.
Now, I love the way it looks like a dirty old stained record. You'd never have a record that looked that stained in your collection, Jason, I'll tell you that for much for free. You're in a tidy record collection.
Mm.
But this is looking really interesting. Troy, do tell.
Now, on Shades of Blue, what happened with Madlib is he either remixed things or he invented new jazz groups where he made covers, but... And then listed all the personnel who were all Madlib.
Massive at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Huge. Now, some of the stuff, it sort of stretched. It was mainly focused on 60s and 70s Blue Note catalogue stuff, as is demonstrated by these sources. We've got Horace Silver, great soul jazz tune, Song for My Father. There's also another Horace Silver one from the 50s. The only thing from the 50s.
Peace,
that's right. But it mainly focuses on the stuff which came later. Now, Donald Byrd, of course, was on Blue Note Records since 1957. He was one of the great hard bop trumpeters, but somebody...
Hard bop trumpeter.
Yep. He was someone who like progressed with everywhere that jazz went. Donald Byrd was there and somehow just a little bit ahead of it. A little bit behind Miles, but a little bit ahead of other people. And in 1972, he made a record called Blackbird. And not only did it spawn a group of his students to form a group called the Blackbirds, who we've also heard on this segment at some stage in the past, it was one of the biggest sellers Blue Note had ever had at the time. And it wasn't without controversy. Shall we put it on and we'll hear why? This one actually didn't make the album. This was done at the same sessions that Madlib had found in the Blue Note vaults and remixed it. Here's the original of it. It's called Distant Land. Now, straight off, it doesn't sound particularly controversial. You'd imagine lots of Blue Note jazz fans at the time would be scratching their chin and going, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's keen.
Like that rat noise.
Yeah, like that noise. This time is the flute. Speaking of the flute, Bobby Humphrey is also featured on this untinted Sources for Madlib Shades of Blue.
I like these compilation albums that sort of are the breakdown of other ones, you know what I mean? Like they're sort of the assembled works of the that make the flash new combo, you know?
Or it was like that, like the Shaolin Soul we listened to a few weeks ago.
And I guess that's on the top of the pile at my place.
You know what? Instead of just waiting for this, why don't you flip the record over?
And I've noticed this has got one of your favourite jazz tunes on it already, Mikey, Herbie Hancock's Dolphin Dance.
Yeah, it is there. And also on the same side, also playing in Miles' group at the same time, Wayne Shorter with Footprints. Some real good stuff. Now, it's the last one on the other side. And we're going to hear just exactly why the Blackbird album, we're going to hear the two things. One, why it was so popular, and also why it was so controversial, because that hideous old question, but is it jazz?
It's really bit of a thunder, doesn't it? It's like a jazz action hero.
It is. Now, the sidekicks on this, of course, were the Mizell brothers. Oh, do you want to sing along, Mike?
Can't, I've got no voice left.
Okay,
those vocals are great.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we better
wind it up. It's a double LP on Music on Vinyl label. Sources for Madlib Shades of Blue Untinted is the name of that one. Before that, you heard from Kamal Williams, brand new from Kamal Williams. It's entitled The Return on his own Black Focus label. And do you remember what we started with, Mike? Yes, you do.
Deirdre Nielsen.
Deirdre
Troy Nielsen's your name, Deirdre Wilson.
My name's not Troy Nielsen.
No.
That's Tammy Nielsen, you're thinking.
I'll just try. You've got all the T's up the tits.
The Deirdre Wilson to back self-titled album re-released just in 500.
Sorry, I'm just trying to operate three things at once in.
And you can.
Turns out I'm not an octa operator.
There you go. All available now at Southbound Records. We are up the up Simon Street, just up the road from here.
Just love it too with your bloody good records, don't you?
Yeah,
up
I do.
There.
I do.
Hey, thanks, Troy.
We all do.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.